USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, both of them spending time in Minnesota, the president having a rally tonight in Bemidji, Minnesota. Meanwhile, Biden will be in Duluth, Minnesota, touring a union training center and delivering remarks as well. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue haggling over the details of a coronavirus pandemic bill, airlines are pleading for more coronavirus aid as the first CARES Act package is set to run out. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, believes,
I want to make sure that our airlines and the industry, not only the air, the passenger carriers, but the cargo carriers, are able to make it through this really difficult time.
This is USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Moderna's CEO says they could know by the end of October if a coronavirus vaccine is effective. Besides Moderna, Pfizer and AstraZeneca are also conducting large final stage trials in the United States for potential COVID-19 vaccines. Both Moderna and Pfizer have recruited roughly two-thirds of the needed participants. As far as why a vaccine is being developed so quickly, Dr. Scott Atlas, who sits on the president's coronavirus task force, says,
I mean, the urgency is not the election. The urgency is we're in the pandemic and people are dying. I mean, that has to be understood here. It's really unconscionable to make people afraid of this vaccine when those people that are making others afraid are literally killing people.
The United States says it will ban downloads of TikTok and use of Chinese messaging app WeChat on Sunday over national security and data privacy concerns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After nearly 6 months of isolation during the COVID-19 pandemic, people can start visiting friends and relatives in South Carolina and Tennessee nursing homes and resident care facilities, but there will be no hugs and kisses, and they will have to meet outside. I had a chance to catch up with Jenna Bush Hagar, who has a new book out titled Everything Beautiful in Its Time. The book deals a lot with her love for her grandparents. She also shares with me some tips on how you can stay connected even during the coronavirus pandemic.
I mean, I think just staying in touch with them, you know, do a weekly dinner Zoom. That's one thing that Hoda, my co-anchor at the Today Show, does with her mom. She has her little girl sit at the table. She puts her computer at the table, and they all have dinner together once a week, which I think is a really beautiful way that even though we can't be together, like you said, right now necessarily, we can stay in touch. I think weekly phone calls, I think letter writing. I mean, I try to get my kids to write letters to their grandparents, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks. It helps them with their development, of course, and writing. And then also, I know for my parents, they love to open the mail and get a little letter from their grandparents, from their granddaughters.
Starting at sundown tonight, Jews around the world will be celebrating Rosh Hashanah. The Jewish New Year celebration starts tonight at sundown. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.